6:16 at Talk 107.3 FM, WBRP, the Fox Business Report is coming your way in less than 4 minutes. This is normally where we do sports on this show. We have our sports segment here, and I got to divert a little bit today. And we're still talking sports, but I've got to bring it back to the legislative session. And here's why. Yesterday was the close of the legislative session. And yesterday, the fantasy sports bill, which had the sports betting bill tacked down to it, went to conference committee. It was actually two bills, 457 and 600. Went to conference committee, okay? Now, the reason it went to conference committee is because it went from the House, or was it Kirk Talbot? It's House to the Senate, and then back to the House. And it kept getting more and more things tacked onto it along the way, right? It kept getting more and more things added to it that made it, it started as a one-page bill. When it went to conference committee yesterday, it was 11 pages long. You just kept adding things to it and adding things to it. Like, the bill, when it went to conference, what's supposed to happen in conference committee is, you know how in Empire Strikes Back, when the Millennium Falcon is stuck to it's not the Death Star, it's one of the big battleships, whatever. And he says, you know, when they break up their formation, they'll just detach all the garbage and float away. Detaching all the garbage is conference committee. That's what they're supposed to do. Just like Star Wars. And it was just supposed to float away. All the other stuff that got done, all 11 pages, were just supposed to go away. But it went in conference committee, and it came out failing. It came out not passing. Now, here's the thing. This isn't just legislation that was proposed, okay? This is a mandate by the people. We went to the polls last fall. We went to the polls last November, and 47 parishes in the state of Louisiana said, we want fantasy sports. Now, you might be asking, Brian, why are you getting so up in arms about fantasy sports? It's just fantasy football, man. I mean, you can still play the free version. It's just a game. I'm not upset about fantasy. I'm a little upset about fantasy sports. But that's not the crux of why I'm upset. The main reason I'm upset is because we went to the polls, we told the legislature what we wanted, and they said, nah, we good. We gave them a mandate. This was the will of the people, and they turned it down. See, it doesn't matter if this was about fantasy sports or the state dog or something budgetary that might actually be important,
which this was revenue,
but none of that matters. What matters is the will of the people did not stand in the legislative session. And I'm never going to tell you what to feel, but I got to tell you, this makes me angry. I'm a 52-year-old man who's probably never lived up to his potential. Stealing a line from Aaron Sorkin right there. You don't want to be on my bad side when I do. If it takes fantasy sports to get me riled up, okay, fine. But this is a huge wake-up call. This isn't just bad legislation. This isn't just tax spend. This isn't just wasted money. This is directly the will of the people being subverted blatantly in your face. So the long and the short of that is we don't have fantasy sports next year. And the long and the short of that is last November's election didn't matter. How you like waking up to that on a Friday morning? You thought it was sad when you heard Dr. John died? How about hearing your vote didn't matter? 47 parishes said yes. Legislature said, nah.